Hey, this is Matty V coming again with another episode of the Fattening America Weekly Podcast, where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things I've come across in my weight loss journey. Well, I don't think I shared this last week, but I'm going to share it this week. I've had a few experiences on Craigslist, and I thought it would be a good idea to share with you just some tips as far as dealing with Craigslist. I'm sure you can go online, you can find helpful guides and whatnot, but based on my experiences, this is what I recommend. I'm not a guru, but this is stuff that I've learned and is really important to know. Number one, do your research. All right. Recently, I had been looking for the last 3 months. I've been looking for a Jeep Wrangler for my wife. Since my accident, I've had a little bit of money set aside, and she's always wanted a Wrangler ever since she was 16 years old. So I thought, hey, you know, now's the time. We have the money. Now's the time to start looking at a vehicle for her. I mean, she's been through a whole lot through this accident. You know, basically being a single parent for a good 3 months while I was in and out of hospital and rehab and whatnot. So she deserves a lot more than what I can give her. And if I can get her a Wrangler just to show her how much she means, I'm going to do it, definitely. So do your research. Like I said, I spent a good 3 months looking for the right vehicle. I looked at prices versus condition. And when I started narrowing down the vehicles that I was interested in, I kind of compared those to previous vehicles that I'd seen for sale, as far as the mileage, features, condition, whatnot. One guy I had emailed about his Wrangler, he didn't initially offer a price. He's like, it's an automatic, it's got 175,000 miles on it, all the rust's been fixed, straight frame, this, that, and the other thing. And it was like a 94 or 95, something like that. And in my experience, it's between $4,000 and $5,000, you know, on average. You know, some are better than others, depending on, between $4,000 and $5,000. So I asked this guy how much he wants it for, and he wants like $7,000 for it. And there's no way that this vehicle with the features, the condition or anything like that, there is no way that, unless somebody is really desperate and has a lot of money to burn, that they're going to pay $7,000 for this vehicle. It's like, oh, no, thank you, I'll pass. The next one that I found, I had emailed the guy, and it was a high-pressure sales. It's like, if you want this, you got to get it right now. I'm taking it with me on vacation. I'm going to slap a for-sale sign on it. So if you want it, you better come get it. It was $150,000 automatic, had a soft top, but there were rust holes underneath the driver's side door and underneath the passenger door. Had 150,000 miles on it, I think, something like that. And it's just he wanted the price was just about right. $3,500. It was about right. It was right in where it needed to be, I guess. But with the rust through underneath the doors and the high pressure sales tactic, I was like, no, I pass on that one. So you definitely want to do your research. I had the luxury of having 3 months to look for a vehicle because we already had a good running vehicle. You may not. You may have, your car may have died, cost too much to fix, you may have been in a car accident, and you're getting a settlement check, and you need to get something right away. As much time as you have, try to do as much research as possible. The internet is great. Back in the day, People were having to go through the NADA Blue Book and local papers to find pricing in order to make a decision. Now you have the internet. You can go all over the country to get information as far as vehicles, get information as far as your area to look for a particular vehicle or item that you want to purchase. So definitely, definitely do your research. Second thing you want to do is get yourself a throwaway email address. That's the second thing you want to do. I went on Gmail and got myself a throwaway email address just for Craigslist. I even tagged it. I don't want to give it to you, but it's something something dot Craigslist at gmail.com. That's how I differentiate for it being a Craigslist account, and I just use that for Craigslist, whether I'm posting something for sale or I'm looking to buy something. When I respond to an email, it's going to be to that Craigslist email account. The reason I say use a throwaway email address is I've heard too many stories and read too many stories on the internet of Craigslist dealings going south. People, you just don't want to give out your personal email when it comes to dealing with Craigslist, because somebody could take that and do something nasty with it. They could send you death threats. They could send you whatever. They could sign you up for gay porn sites or whatnot using your email address. It's not a good idea, because then you got to go through the hassle of shutting down your personal email and restarting with a new one. It's going to be a lot easier for you, a lot less headaches and hassles if you got a throwaway email address. So that's what I recommend as far as that goes. The next thing you want to do is you need to bring a friend. All right. Try to choose a neutral location, preferably in public, whether it be a Walmart parking lot, a McDonald's parking lot, somewhere where there's people. Don't ever go to somebody's house unless you absolutely have to, and always, always, always let somebody know where you're going, and also bring a friend, okay? There's still the option that you're going to get that something may go south, but at least you have a friend there that if you do get into some trouble, both of you can do what you can to get out of the situation. I've just heard of too many situations where somebody goes to a house and it turns out to be a vacant house and the person's waiting out front and they end up getting robbed. That's just not a situation that you want to be a part of. So again, bring a friend. So you do your research, all right? You have a throwaway email address. You bring a friend, all right? The next thing you want to do is cash is king. Now, Dave Ramsey, if you go to DaveRamsey.com, I'm on the Dave Ramsey plan. I'm debt-free except for my house. Thank you, Jesus. I'm working on paying down the house and whatnot. But Dave Ramsey always says that cash is king. If you want to buy an item from a private party, if you want to buy a used car from a private party, even if you want to go into a dealership or even a store and you want to buy something, get a discount, cash is king. You sit there and whip out those $100 bills or those $20 bills. Things seem to change. The firm prices that people give seem to soften up when they see that cash sitting there. So definitely, definitely, cash is king. Situation is I saw this vehicle on Craigslist about a week and a half ago. Saw it on Craigslist, all right. Actually, it was a week ago. Yeah, it was a week ago Sunday. Yeah, it's a week and a half. Week ago Sunday. All right, saw this vehicle come up on Craigslist. Met a lot of the criteria of what we were looking for in a vehicle. I had done my research, so I was also there. This particular individual did have his phone number on the listing, so I didn't have to go through email in order to contact him. So I contacted him via voicemail. I leave him a voicemail. He called back and said, "Yeah, the vehicle's still available. Here's my address. Come out and see it." My wife and I loaded up the kids, went out and took a look at it. She took it for a test spin, really loved it, and said that she really liked it and wanted it. And the guy's asking price was a bit above where we wanted to be on this vehicle, and with the research that I'd done, what I wanted to offer was about in line for what it should be. Sometimes these Craigslist sellers, they try to sell things a few hundred above KBB or Edmunds, knowing that they're going to get knocked down or whatnot, or maybe they'll get some clueless yokel that's going to go ahead and pay their asking price if they write firm in the ad listing. Well, I asked the guy, I said, "What's the absolute lowest that you'll take for this vehicle?" And he said, "I will take this amount." And he says, "Now, I say that because I'm sure that you don't have a wad of cash sitting there." And I told him, "I have this much in cash, $100 bills in my car, ready to go. Let's do the title and get this done." And he hemmed and hawed about it, thinking, "Oh, you know, I really wanted this price, and I am firm. I said firm." And I said, "Hey, I got the cash on me. We can do this deal, and let's get it done." Well, the whole time he's griping and moaning as he's filling out the title and the bill of sale, talking about how firm doesn't really mean firm anymore. So I just had to laugh and got the vehicle. I was a little bit nervous about just buying the vehicle. I'm not too mechanically inclined, but it seemed to be a good runner. I got a friend of mine who's a shade tree mechanic that I take all my vehicles to when they need oil changes and simple repairs and whatnot. So he actually came back from vacation and took the vehicle today to give it an oil change and check it out. He said the oil was very, very dirty, so obviously they hadn't been changing the oil on a regular basis. But he went through everything. It's got a good, strong running motor. Clutch cable's fine. Brakes are fine. The exhaust, apparently they had removed the catalytic converter and put on a loud muffler. So that's fine. The only thing that's an issue is obviously it needs a new set of tires, probably before winter. And also the pinion seal needs to be replaced. It's fine for now. It is dripping a little bit. He said that'll probably need to be replaced soon, and he recommended taking it somewhere to have that done. He didn't feel comfortable replacing that seal, so probably within the next month or two, we'll get that seal replaced. I'm on the lookout right now, looking for some winter tires for the vehicle on Craigslist, of all places. Looking for some rims with tires on them, so that I can have these, because the Wrangler itself has these big Super Swamper type tires, is good for off-roading. So I want to kind of run those during the summer, and then have a set of rims for the winter, so that all that needs to be done is just to swap out the wheels, basically. Again, we ended up with a good deal. Luckily, thankfully, thank you, Lord, that we ended up with a good deal. But you do your research. Another thing to think of is know your stuff. If you don't know your stuff, get somebody that does to go with you to check this thing out. I was very, very lucky that the only things that were wrong are simple fixes. I mean, I could have bought this car and the engine could have been on its last legs for all I would have known. So make sure you do your research. If you don't have the knowledge, bring somebody that does. Use a throwaway email address. Bring a friend to any transaction that you make on Craigslist. And, of course, cash is king. That's about all I have for you this week. Again, thank you for tuning in each and every week to The Fattening of America. I know The Fattening of America this week just didn't have anything as far as health-wise. I am still plugging along, still working with MyFitnessPal. So you can go to MyFitnessPal.com and sign up for a free account. I see that the iPad iPhone version just had an update. And that's a free app that you can get that will sync with your MyFitnessPal account. But be sure to check that out. Of course, you can go to my blog. It's www.mattystribe.wordpress.com. My ebook review site is up, and I've had over the past week I've reviewed some pretty good books. So be sure to check that out. It's mattysebookreviews.wordpress.com. And until next time, this is Matty V saying we'll see you on The Fattening of America.